This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 30th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee has passed a bill to reauthorize the Water Resources Development Act. The National Grain and Feed Association said the bill authorizes 81 feasibility studies and 8 new or modified construction projects, in addition to directing the Corps, quote, to expedite the completion of several ongoing studies and projects from the previous legislation. The association said, quote, the U.S. inland waterway system is essential to the operation of NGFA member companies. Efficient inland locks and dams and modern ports are critical to America's comparative infrastructure advantage. The House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure website says the committee is, quote, in the process of gathering information and input for developing and passing WERDA later this Congress. Well, the U.S. ag trade deficit continues to grow. USDA now projects the deficit to reach $32 billion for fiscal 24. It's up from $16.7 billion in FY 23. The USDA's latest quarterly outlook raised the estimate for U.S. ag imports to $202.5 billion, the forecast for exports unchanged at $170.5 billion. China's projected to be in third place among U.S. ag export markets behind number one Mexico and then Canada. China is now expected to buy $27.7 billion worth of soybeans, corn, and other American commodities. That's a reduction of $1 billion from the February forecast. A new ruling from the White House will allow for more protein on the menu for school breakfast. AgriPulse Jake Zukowski has more.
The National Pork Producers Council welcomes a final ruling from the Biden administration that will allow protein to be offered as an option during school breakfast. Ashley Johnson is the MPPC's food policy director, and after recent changes to the USDA's dietary standards, Johnson says the pork industry is seeking to expand opportunities to reach youth diets.
There is now an option for protein to be offered for schools to have at breakfast. Originally, actually, the old regulations had none of those options, which is very surprising when you think about breakfast, right? It's the most important meal of the day. You want to make sure that kids are having their most nutrition at that day, but really it was filled with a lot of options that were high in sugar and, you know, not really great for our students, for our children.
The pork industry sees its product as a nutritious replacement to the high sugar content in school breakfast meals. As the USDA adapts to the dietary guidelines for Americans, the NPPC is working to ensure that protein is viewed as an important and nutritious role on the plate. Johnson says that protein content in pork, affordability, and the availability for food companies to fill the local need makes pork a perfect addition on school breakfast plates. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Jacob Zukowski.
Minimum wage rates that farms are required to pay workers with H-2A visas continues to challenge both producers and farm worker representatives. Both groups challenge the method of calculation for fixing wage rates that they consider either too low or too high. In the letter, the lawmakers say that farm worker wages, quote, has already more than doubled over the past two decades, making agriculture guest labor unaffordable for farm employers and resulting in higher consumer costs. The lawmakers, mostly Republicans, but also some Democrats, said in the letter to Subcommittee Chairman Robert Adderholt of Alabama and Ranking Member Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut. The subcommittee set to consider the FY25 Labor HHS bill June 27th. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.